Greetings. Welcome to Come All Ye for another week. Bruce Cameron with you for a program of folk music. And we'll start the program today by going to a wedding. A long way away, the island of St Kilda, off the west coast of Scotland. St Kilda Wedding, Petty Weddy, and the Honourable Mrs Moles Reel. Interesting combination of tunes from the group Ossian. Thank you.
la water, bonny lads, oh, gala water, let them all say whatever they may. The Greek is I take gala water, bra, bra, bonny lads, oh. Our yon moss and our yon moor, our yon bonny bush, oh, heather, let them all say whatever they may. The Greek is I take gala water, bra, bra, bonny lads, oh. Lords and lairds came here to woo a gentleman with sword and dagger, but the black-eyed lass of gala shields winning in, but the gree o' gala water, rob, rob, bonny lads, oh. A juicer plumes a gala shields, farewell my father and my mother, I'll a war with a black-haired lad who keeps his flocks on gala water, rob, rob, bonny lads, oh. Dunna mang the bonny broom, my dunna mang the broom, say dreary, the lassie lost her silken snoot, that gart her greet till she was weary, bra, bra, bonny lads, oh. Bra, bra, lads, a gala water, bonny lads, oh, gala water, let them all say whatever they may, the Greek is I take gala water, bra, bra, bonny lads, oh.
Pretty tune, isn't it? That's called Major David Manson. I don't think he was part of the Manson family, however. And the song that preceded that was Gulla Water from the group Ossian, Scottish folk band. Their album St Kilda Wedding, and we heard the title track opening the program today, St Kilda Wedding, with two other tunes, Petty Weddy and the Honourable Mrs Moles Reel. Ossian, and we'll head across the Irish Sea now to Donegal, I do believe. This is Altan. We'll hear the lovely voice of Mairead na Muine with a traditional song. And then we'll hear a very different version of the same song. You'll have the opportunity to play Guess the Band. This is Altan, however. And yes, that is a didgeridoo. Thank you.
wamoi, shita wamoi, shita wamoi, kalaham nadike. Shita wamoi, a walanish body is holy, she cost you a white of a sharike.
Well, recognisable as the same song, but rather different approach to it. That was an up-and-coming band from Dublin, recorded in the early 1970s, by the name of Thin Lizzy. Yes, it was Thin Lizzy. And their version of Shoot the Maoya didn't sound a whole lot like the version by Altan, but same song. Thin Lizzy, not total strangers to the folk genre. Their first hit in Ireland, anyway, in the early 70s, was a rather chaotic version of Whiskey in the Jar. They also recorded Danny Boy, Thin Lizzy. Yes, you are listening to Come All Ye, and generally, what you're going to get is folk music. pretty well-known tune, a hornpipe called Cuckoo's Nest, played there by Mick Doherty and Robert Zielinski. Mick Doherty comes from a long line of travelling fiddlers, storytellers and tinsmiths from Donegal, and Robert Zielinski doesn't. He lives in Perth. In fact, he set up my daughter's Baroque fiddle some time ago. So Rob Zielinski was very interested in Irish traditional music for a long time and indeed lived in the west of Ireland, I think, and Mick Doherty came out to Australia at one point and they recorded an album called Out West. A lot of the recording was done at the National Library of Australia. What a good institution it is, the National Library in Canberra. But there we heard Cuckoo's Nest. I think we'll go straight into the featured album. A little earlier than usual, but that's okay. It's called Three Galleys, and we'll hear the title track, which is in full, The Three Danish Galleys. It comes to us from a group called Holly and the Reavers. Trio: Holly Clark plays guitar, Merle Harbron plays fiddle, and Bertie Armstrong plays banjo. And they all sing very nicely, with Holly Clark taking the lead on, I think, all but one of the tracks on the album. This is one of the many child ballads collected by the man of that name. It's a good indication of what this trio is all about. Holly Clark's a very good vocalist, and the other two fit in quite well with her, and the musicianship is second to none. So, featured album, Three Galleys from Holly and the Reavers, was released at the end of 2023. title track, and the first one we'll hear today from the featured album, Three Galleys. The track is The Three Danish Galleys. The trio providing the album is called Holly and the Reavers. Holly Clark singing and playing guitar, Merle Harbron playing fiddle and backing up vocals, and Bertie Armstrong playing banjo and also backing up vocals. Quite a nice sound, rather lush. It's sort of darker folk music in most of the tracks, but you can decide that as we hear a few more in the course of the program today. You're listening to Come All Ye. Next track comes from a group called Alfie, A-L-F-I. I think they come from Louth. track from an album by a group called Leverett. Oh, the days when I was young, and Young Collins' rant. Andy Cutting playing accordion and melodeon on the album, Rob Harbron playing English concertina, and Sam Sweeney playing fiddle. An interesting lineup for a trio, and another trio before that. Alfie with Fiacra Meek playing pipes. I think he was also playing low whistle at one point as well on that track. Ryan McCauley playing banjo and Alana Thornburg playing harp. Another very interesting lineup. And the tune called Jubilee, or the song called Jubilee. Possibly more fun to play that than to actually listen to it. Well, May the World Go. Tim Robbins, the singer there, a Pete Seeger composition. Pete Seeger had a hand in this next one as well. This is Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. Won't be Pete Seeger singing this one either.
Thinking about what I had missed, I found a girl I kissed her and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again.
More kisses sweeter than one. More kisses sweeter than one.
He asked me to marry and be his sweet and white, and we would be happy all of our life. He begged and he pleaded like a natural man, and then, oh Lord, I gave him my hand.
So did my wife, working hand in hand to make a good life. The corn in the fields and weed in the bins, and then, oh Lord, I was the father of twins.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
So I put it to you, did you recognise those voices? Not often heard on this program, probably heard more often than Thin Lizzy. That was Jackson Brown and the wonderful Bonnie Raitt with a song probably mostly composed by Leadbelly, polished up a bit by the Weavers and Jesse Cavanaugh. Kisses Sweeter Than Wine. Lovely song. Before that, Well May the World Go by Tim Robbins. Both those tracks come from a compilation of music from the Appleseed label, American Appleseed folk label. Folk in inverted commas, I suppose, in some cases. The 21st anniversary celebration, that particular offering. We'll come back to something slightly more predictable now on Come All Ye. This is a Welsh group called Arlog. And you can maybe identify the first one, Castle Carnarvon. The other two that go with it, If you know your Welsh music, you'll probably get it. Castle Carnarvon, Pape Thorn's Aberondhu, and Lys Warpool. Three tunes from Welsh band Arlog. All very nice. And they change tempo so crisply. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE with Bruce Cameron. Here's another one from the featured album. We are a little bit behind time with tracks from the featured album, but we'll try to catch up in the second half of the program. This is a piece of 19th century railroad workers' folk blues. Lots of vocal harmonies and stuff in this. It's called Walking Boss, Holly and the Reavers.
Seems like hear those banjos play once again. Hum, 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 hum. That same old plaintive strain. Hear that old time song. Hush-a-bye, my baby, go to sleep on Mammy's knee. Journey back to Dixieland in dreams along with me. It seems like your Mammy was there once again, and the banjos were strumming that same old refrain. Way down in Missouri, where I learned this lullaby, when the stars were blinking and the moon was climbing high, and I hear Mammy Clow, as in days long ago, singing hush.
The voices of O'Leary and Hildebrand. Greg Hildebrand taking the lead on Missouri Waltz. Greg O'Leary singing harmonies. And there was a third voice there, which I think was also Greg O'Leary, from an album called Together Again, Again. That's it. Together Again, dot, 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 again. They played together for about 25 years, then had a break for a while and got back together again. And apparently that was a bit of a habit with them. Now, another one, this time from Eliza Carthy and Tim Erickson. Interesting album called Bottle. I think it was the featured album maybe sometime in 2022. A dark ballad, like the most of the stuff from the featured album by Holly and the Reavers, but this one from Eliza Carthy and Tim Erickson, dark ballad with a cheerful tune. Castle by the Sea, Tim Erickson taking the lead vocals on this. The song is, a variant of Lady Isabel and the Elf Knight.
Shall be, and we will dwell in a sylvan bower in my castle by the sea. Come bring along your marriage fee that you can claim today, and also bring your swiftest steeds, the milk white and the grey. The lady mounted her white steed, he rode the turban grey. They took the path by the wild seashore, or so I've heard them say. When they got to the castle high, it looked so black and cold. She wished she'd stayed in Boston town with her 10,000 pounds in gold. Lie down, my pretty fair maid, my bride you'll never be. For it's six fair maidens I've drowned here, and the seventh you shall be. Take off that scarlet robe, and lay it down by me. For it is too rich and costly to rot in the briny sea. Well, then turn your face to the wild seashore, and your back to yonder's tree. For it is a disgrace for any man, an unclothed woman, to see. So he turned his face to the wild seashore and his back to yonder stream. This lady took him in her arms and flung him into the sea. Lie there, you false young man, and drown in the place of me. If it's six fair maidens, you'll drown here, go keep them company. She mounted on a white steed and led the turban gray. She rode till she come to Boston town, 2 hours before it was day.
Two very fine musicians from County Clare, Noel Hill and Tony Lennan, from their eponymously titled album. It came out of, I think, 1979. They call that the Daniel O'Connell set, but the two tunes are the Home Ruler and Kitty's Wedding. Home Ruler, I think, may go by the name Daniel O'Connell as well, but I'm not sure. Anyway, fine concertina work from Noel Hill and excellent fiddle from Tony Lenan. Also on that album, Alec Finn plays bouzouki, Mick Molloy plays flute, and Michal O'Donnell plays harmonium. It was a classic, that album. Still is. The Fagans next. I think maybe their first album, judging by the photograph of the family, or at least the individual photographs of the kids in particular, they look very young. The album is called Common Treasury. This is a song composed by Andy Irvin and Jane Cassidy. It's an anti-war or anti-recruiting song, you'd say, and it's based on an old Romanian song that was collected by Bela Bartok. It's called Blood and Gold.
On rides a captain and 300 soldier lads, out of the morning mist and through the silent snow. Whistling gaily rides the captain at the head, behind him soldier boys sadly weeping go. For when you took my gold and swore to follow me, you sold away your lives and your liberty. No more you'll till the soil, no more you'll work the land, no more to the dance you'll go and take girls by the hand. Oh, lads of mine, weep no more. You are gone to kill and die. You'll weep, you'll die by the keen edge of the sword, all alone by the muddy Danube shore. He gave the order for the drummers to beat their drums, that mothers all might know the life a soldier leads. Oh, mother, weep for your son. He is gone to kill and die. Unfurl your ragged banners and raise your pale young face. You'll all go in the fire, there'll be no hiding place. Oh, mother, hear that drum beat in the village square. Oh, mother, that drum's for me to go for a soldier there. Mother, sisters, wives, weep for us. Marked as Cain, we lie alone.
Thank you.
tune's called Last Chance. It was composed by Hobart Smith, who's a great old-time musician from Virginia in the first half of the 20th century. He played banjo and fiddle and guitar, and that's what we heard on that track. But it came from the featured album. Holly Clark playing guitar, Merle Harbron playing fiddle, and Bertie Armstrong playing banjo. Holly and the Reavers is the trio's name. The album, which is the featured album today, is called Three Galleys, and that's one of two instrumentals on the album. But I don't think we'll have time for the other one. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. This is Rhiannon Giddens with a song called The Angels Laid Him Away. This may be a Mississippi John Hurt composition, but they're not too sure about that. He certainly sang it. The Angels Laid Him Away. Rhiannon Giddens, of course, was in the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Wonderful group. Often heard on this program. wonderful old-time musician named Rainer Gellert with a tune called Great Big Taters in the Sandy Land. Very close relative of another tune called Sally Ann, I think. Before that, Rhiannon Giddens with The Angels Laid Him Away. We'll go now to a song from Amelia Hogan, an album called Taking Flight. We've heard the song before, various versions of it, but this one I haven't played for a while. What will we do when we have no money? Amelia Hogan, nice voice. What will we do when we have no money? I don't like her confidence. What will we do when we have no money? She's pretty sure that it's going to happen. Next song is about John Harrison. Does that name mean anything to you? There was a wonderful book written about this bloke, and I can't for the life of me remember the name of it. Anyway, John Harrison, who lived from 1693 to 1776... built the first clock for use at sea to enable sailors to find longitude, which was a pretty handy thing to know about if you're at sea. Although his clock passed all the tests and was proven to be totally reliable, the Board of Longitude, yes, there was one, the Board of Longitude repeatedly made excuses to refuse payment to him of the prize money, which they'd promised, because he had little formal education and was not of the establishment. He finally received the money at the age of 80, 3 years before his death, after an appeal to the king. John Harrison. A song written by Brian McNeil, sung here by Dick Gochen.
Boat of gallants was high. with name but privilege nor rank. And the silver lamps they knew and gave them.
Quite distinctive arrangement there of a well-known English folk song. John Randall has various names, but it's all the same story, really. From Holly and the Reavers, and the featured album, Three Galleys. On Come All Ye today, I'll maybe have time for one more from that album. I'll see how we're travelling. A set of tunes now from a group from central France called Kitus, K-I-T-U-S. Their album is Après Laughter. And the tunes, where are we? Recuerdos, which doesn't come from central France, and Polka de la Limagne. So I think this first waltz probably comes from Salamanca. That's from a group called Kitus, K-I-T-U-S. First a waltz called Recuerdos, then Polka de la Limagne. Limagne is a region in the Auvergne area in France. Now, we will have time for one more track from the featured album, but I'll play this first because it's a little bit silly. And it's from Mick Maloney, an album called McNally's Row of Flats, Irish-American Songs of Old New York.
I'm located at headquarters, a special officer, Cornelius Moriarty, here at your service, sir. I know the thieves and the blackguards too, wherever they may be. And if you want a flycopper, then call Moriarty. I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a Metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty? The shop girls on their way to work in the morning at 8 o'clock. They wink and blink their loving eyes at me on every block. They say I am their darling, and with me they would make free. And you hear them sigh as I pass by, are you there, Moriarty? I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a Metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty? My uniform is navy blue and it fits me like a duck. I escort the ladies in the street all through the mud and muck. For coach and horse stop when I cross, I'm the lady's own baby. As on they go, they whisper low, give us a kiss, Moriarty. I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a Metropolitan MP. The young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty? I'm a stalwart copper in the Broadway squad, a Metropolitan MP. And the young girls cry when I'm passing by, are you there, Moriarty?
Bit of music hall madness there from Mick Maloney. And are you there, Moriarty? No, are you there, Moriarty? Well, that's about it from Come All Ye today. I'll play one more from the featured album and that'll finish us off. It's a well-known song, lots of recorded versions. Willie O'Winsbury. It's given a slow, lush, hypnotic sort of approach here from the Holly and the Reavers trio that have provided the featured album today. Layered trio vocals, but the fiddle, look out for the fiddle. Willie O'Winsbury, and I'll take the opportunity to thank you for listening to Come All Ye today, and we'll do it again soon, I hope. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.
The king has been a prisoner, and a prisoner long in Spain. And Willie O'Winsbury has slain long with his daughter Jane. What ails you? What ails you? Yeah. it is for you, my father dear, for biding so long in Spain. Cast off, cast off.
Your land. Annie's raised her up on a milk-white steed, and himself on a dapple grey. He has made her the lady of as much land as she can ride on a long summer's day.
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.